All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to be talking to an individual who's coming off of BYB 10 Biloxi Brawl, a championship defense over Monica Medina. Very happy to be getting to talk to Patty Juarez on today's show. How's your day going so far there, Patty?
Muy bien. Muy bien. Todo muy bien.
She says her day is going very good. Very good today.
Yeah, and it just seems like there's been such a great run in the, you know, bare knuckle so far, just capturing the belt right from the get-go, two successful title defenses, and not even a full year in the Trigon. Like, how would Patty describe, you know, just the run so far in bare knuckle? Because it seems like it's been amazing.
Pues es una experiencia muy grande que me ha dado. Cada vez voy aprendiendo más. Estoy enseñando a superarme cada día más, y para mí yo creo que me ha servido mucho.
She says this experience has been a lot for her. Each time that she fights, she's learning something new, and she's learning to overcome and evolve from these fights.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of wondering, like, is the bare knuckle pursuit going to be the sole kind of path going forward here? Because I was noticing the last, you know, Queensbury Rules boxing fight was December 2019 there. So is there that desire to get back to gloved boxing at some point, or is it mostly like the bare knuckle for the foreseeable future?
Pues a mí me gustan mucho las dos. Me gusta más sin guantes, ¿verdad? Pero estoy abierta a hacer también en boxeo normal.
She says that she enjoys both equally, but she does enjoy bare knuckle a bit more, but she's open to any new experiences, whether glove on or bare knuckle.
Well, that's a, you know, fair point, and kind of leads into like an obvious sort of question. Like, what aspect of the bare knuckle boxing does she enjoy maybe just a touch more than the gloved boxing?
She feels more flexible, more free to just
like her style.
Since she does not have the restraint of the gloves, she feels more flexible and more agile.
And in terms of like the training camp leading into it, I'm kind of curious, like, is there a great deal of different prep that's in place for a bare knuckle camp versus a gloved boxing fight? I've talked to certain bare knuckle boxers where they have certain like hand strengthening techniques they use. Others don't really go that route at all. It's like the preparations for a bare knuckle boxing bout a great deal different than preparing for gloved boxing.
Es un poco diferente de la preparación, ¿no?
Sí, sí.
Es un poco diferente y trato de practicar también es de tirar guantes con las puras vendas en el costal, que es lo que más hace diferencia.
She says that there is a difference when she does train. What she does is she does throw some punches just with bandages on her knuckles, so she can get like the sense of it, just hitting it on a punching bag.
That's pretty much the extent of it. That makes sense. That would be a good thing to add into it. But quite the family legacy of boxers, for sure. Like, I mean, Barbie is obviously quite well known, but then Lourdes as well. Like, what do they think of your bare knuckle kind of efforts and stuff like that? It seems just like a lot of, you know, great support and great success through that family in fighting.
At the point where she is right now, she does get a lot of support and love from her family and everybody that comes to watch her.
Yeah, and it seems like a fun dynamic. Like, it seems like there's been a couple times, you know, I mean, there was one show with BYB where Patty was defending the title and Lourdes was in Mexico looking to retain her belt, but it seems like that's happened a couple times before. Are those sort of fun nights and everything like that, just like, you know, multiple members of the family fighting, like waiting for the results of everyone's respective fights to pop up? Or is it kind of nerve-wracking? Like, what's it like when you're fighting on the same night as, you know, some of your siblings there?
She's not nervous to get on the ring, but she does get a bit nervous of them. But of course, she knows their capabilities, and she's always rooting for them in the ring.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of like the physical kind of dimensions of the ring, a lot is made of the trigon and just the tight confines of it and everything like that. And Patty was earlier talking about how, you know, bare knuckle kind of jives with her style and some of her attributes a little more. Like, can she speak to the trigon? Like, does she like competing in there? And just like, does that lend well to her game at all? Just being heavy with the pressure and getting in tight with everything?
Si te gusta mucho el trigon, si te gusta pelear en ese, si te ayuda tu estilo, o te gusta más en...
No, me gusta mucho el trigon.
She says she does like a lot, the triangle does help her style and her fighting style, and it just pushes her.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the gloved boxing space, I was noticing there was that prior bid for the NABF lightweight title and, you know, a great fight, but didn't, you know, necessarily pan out. Like, was there a level of redemption with capturing the BYB lightweight title? Like, was that previous, you know, NABF title bid like a learning experience, part of the journey sort of thing? Like, how does she feel about that?
She says she does feel amazing, and honestly, it's just an experience for her. And she says whatever comes to her, she'll just go against it, no worries.
Yeah, and to that point, I'm kind of curious about what she would think would be, I guess, like a next kind of fight there, because it seems like Monica Medina is looking for a rematch. It seemed like some people saw the fight as relatively close, just being that it was a split decision. Is that rematch something that's looking to happen next, or could there perhaps be a different opponent in the proverbial crosshairs?
Según ya está pactada y la vamos a hacer para septiembre.
It does say that there is already a pact on doing the rematch, and it is set around December.
September.
Oh, sorry, September.
Oh, well, that's good. So, I mean, getting to, you know, compete one more time. Is there, like, a desire to have that as, like, the last bout of the calendar year? Would Patty ideally like to have, like, another one, like, maybe around the winter time, if that kind of panned out? Like, does she have a general idea of, like, what she would like her schedule to be this year?
She says that the winter for her is fine and she's just ready to fight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very, you know, cool path to follow and everything like that. And just really appreciate Patty coming on the show and giving some great insights there. But I want to be mindful of her schedule and all that too. So is there anything she might want to maybe add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up here?
Pues digo lo de mi cinturón, que lo voy a defender, que venga quien venga. Pues que mi cinturón va a ser mío y que voy a defender con quien sea quien venga.
Okay, she says that that belt is hers and she will stand down and defend that belt because it is hers and it is still going to stay with her no matter who or what comes to her with me.
Yeah, well, cool to hear that we have that next fight kind of in line and, like, understanding when that's going to happen there. But hopefully Patty can enjoy that victory at BYB 10 and the title defense over Monica Medina. And, yeah, thanks so much to both of you for the time and help with all of this. And just hopefully both of you enjoy the rest of your day there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too.